Right now, we're heading down to talk about Iowa corn with a Iowa Corn Board director from Hardin County, Iowa, right smack dab just southeast of Ames a little ways, northeast of Ames a little ways. Denny Feist joins us. Hello, Denny.
Hello.
And you are, let's see, are you done with corn harvest or how are you doing?
Well, we're real close. We've got 40 acres left out of 1,300 of corn, and so we're... We got a little bit of rain last night, so we're just waiting a little bit, but we're going to finish it up here probably in the next day or so.
All right, 40 acres of the worst corn, the best corn, or what's left at the tail end?
Well, it's still good corn. It's been a real good crop this year. We've been very similar to last year, so we had an excellent crop, really.
And excellent being, are you closer to 300 than 200, or what?
No, we're in the low 200s. So 200 to 220 is... It's most field averages, and the beans here were probably running in the 60s and up into the 70s.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, are you 50% corn beans? Is that what you do?
I'm about 80% corn and 20% beans. Our soils here are quite high pH, and they seem to tend to yield be a little more productive on the corn side of things than they do on the soybean side of things, so... We use a lot of hog manure and everything, so corn, we do several years of corn in a row before we rotate back to beans.
All right, and continuous corn for maybe, what, maybe 4 years at a crack?
3 to 4 years at a crack, then when we go back to beans, the beans seem to do a lot better. So it's a rotation that works very well with our soil types and our management.
All right, well, rotation that's foreign to a lot of corn growers up in the Dakotas, but if it works, it ain't broke, so don't try to fix it. That's good, Denny. Happy for you. All right, well, you got company coming tomorrow, but you have been on your farm the host for several trade teams that have come through Iowa this year. For a couple weeks ago, Mexico, and then tomorrow you got some folks from Japan coming.
That's true. I had a group then of corn buyers last Friday from Mexico. They toured the elevator facilities here and toured some other interesting places, and then they ended up at my farm and showed them what I did on my farm and how the harvest went and how we handled the grain. And it's key to work with these people because we do need to keep working on establishing our overseas markets.
Now, what does Mexico want our corn for?
Well, Mexico is our number one buyer of corn. And it's a good location because it's right next door to us. But they feed an awful lot of it to the pork, to their chickens. They utilize it mostly for the feed. But we're also getting our foot in the door there for maybe getting some ethanol sales, and along with dried distiller grains. So they're a huge demand for our corn and dried distiller grains for the livestock industry.
And I know corn growers and U.S. Grains Council have been working hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder to accomplish that, and that could help increase demand for U.S. corn by selling grain down, or selling ethanol down to Mexico.
That's right. I actually serve on the action team for value added on the Grains Council, which deals with the exporting of the dried distiller grain. So we have huge markets over there, not only in Mexico, but in the Asian markets for our dried distiller grains, too.
Sounds like you might sit next to Bart Schott every now and then.
Yeah, I think I do. Yes, I do.
Right. He's a good friend and an occasional listener to Farm Talk. And I understand one of your buddies is from southeastern North Dakota, from around Great Bend there. We got a mutual friend in Chris Johnson.
Yep, Chris and I have known each other for quite a few years, and become a real good friend of his.
Excellent. All right. Well, this is like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something. You and I know a lot of people, and this is the first time you and I ever talked. Visiting with Denny Feist, who is Hardin County, Iowa, right northeast of Ames, and you're an Iowa corn grower board of director, but sounds like you're busy out there working to promote corn.
Well, that's something that's a passion that I have, and it's something that we need to do to keep the prices up, because we've produced a lot of corn nationwide this year. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, how about the Japanese trade team that's coming tomorrow? Tell us what they are interested in.
Well, they're interested in the same thing. I know they're going to visit a poet ethanol plant in my area. They're going to visit a feed mill, They're going to come to my farm. On our my farm, they're going to see how we. I'm going to save a few acres to finish harvesting, but we also raise pigs, so we feed ourselves there too. So we show them how we process the feed and everything, and they're quite interested in what's going on here. And likewise, if I get a chance to travel overseas, I like to get out to the farm and see how they do things too.
Yeah. A lot of good relationships, and that's where a lot of business is done in the rest of the world, is in solid relationships, so you're working to help further those.
That's true, and it's something that's got to be done, because these markets just don't come to our door. We've got to work to grow these markets.
All right, Denif East, Hardin County, Iowa, just northeast of Ames. Well, wish you lots of luck on the wrapping up the corn harvest, and thanks for being the good host to these trade teams coming through, and thanks for being on the U.S. Grains Council. You're a promoter of corn, so and increasing the demand. Thank you much, Denny, for the visit and for the work you do.
Well, thank you, and have a good harvest up there in North Dakota.
All right, we will talk to you again one day soon.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. That's Denny down there in central Iowa.